I'm Maya and I'm 15.
I'm Caitlin and I'm 15.
How did you get involved with this project then?
I heard about it in school and I really wanted to join because I've always loved drama like my entire life.
Have you done any productions at school?
I've done three and I'm doing my fourth one soon. So I've done We Will Rock You, I've done Matilda, and I've done Shrek, and I'm currently about to do Mary Poppins.
So how about yourself?
I heard about this through school and through Spotlight. I also do school shows. I've been in We Will Rock You, Shrek and Matilda as well. I'm just about to be Mary Poppins.
Nice. So what got you started then?
My mum put me in dancing when I was little, and then I've just like grown a love for it over the years as I've got older. I love it. It's my favourite thing. It's just such a great community and I feel my happiest when I'm there. It's brought out my confidence. Yeah. I don't know, I just love it.
Do you think you would have been a different person if you were doing this?
Oh, definitely. I think I'm much more of a better person now that I do it.
Caitlin, how about yourself? How did you get into this?
I was a really like unsociable child. Like I had really bad social anxiety.
Really?
So my mum threw me into dance to like take me out of that, but I quit when I was 5.
Okay.
It was too much pressure. But then I started doing a group at my local school and I just fell in love with it and I've been there since.
I love this, that the fact that you both were like, oh, this has helped me become a lot more confident. Doing stuff like this made me become confident. This is the ultimate test of confidence, getting up on that stage. That is such a job, man. Like, what has the journey been like?
It's been insane. Started with plays, jumped onto musicals starting in school, and now I'm doing Pied Piper. It's mad.
This is really, really different. I wasn't sure what to expect. When I heard that you're doing like a retelling of the Pied Piper with beatboxing and hip hop stuff, I was like, how is this going to work? Have you enjoyed this whole process? Because I don't know how many weeks you've been practicing now for.
We just started it this week.
You've just started this week?
And I love it. Like, I was a bit like confused at first, but now I absolutely love it. I'm so glad I've done it.
What's been the highlight so far?
I think the singing and like learning the choreography.
It does not feel like you've been at it a week. It feels like you've been at it a couple of weeks, because you know when you were just doing the performance where you had to sort of like shout and cheer and do it in different parts. Honestly, it's feeling really, really tight. So you clearly got a really got a talented group of people here. Honestly, Caitlin, how do you feel about this? What's been your favourite part so far?
My favourite bit has probably been the singing and like coming back into dancing. So I haven't done it since I was little.
Right.
And it's just like nice to be back in that environment.
Yeah. And I'm always curious, like when people do this sort of stuff, because some people do it for fun. Some people have got those dreams of seeing their names in light. Some people are a little bit in the middle, but see where I can take it. Tell me about yourselves. You know, what do you want to do with this? Where do you want to go with it?
Honestly, it's my dream. Like, if I can be an actor when I'm older, then that would be, like, my life complete. I really, really want to do it. I used to be so shy, and now it's just brought out my confidence, and I really hope I get a future in it.
So, can I ask you a question? What's stopping your mind?
I don't know. I think because of where we live, there's, like, not as much. I'm trying to, like, branch out so I can, like, meet more people and get more opportunities.
Would you like to see more opportunities here for people to, like, sing, dance, act, you know, be in, like, bigger productions and gain more experience?
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Anyone who's listening that can make it happen, make it happen. How about yourself, Caitlin? What's the plan? What's the dream? What is the dream?
Well, I'm in year 11 at the minute doing my drama GCSEs, hoping to do that at A-level and at university.
Yeah.
Well, and then hopefully go on to be in the West End.
What is stopping you?
I think I've grown up with, my mum's a single mum and everything, and it's just, I've got two siblings, it's hard costs and everything to pay for everyone.
Would you like to see, more support, more help, more aid?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, honestly, because it's unfair, isn't it? Because it's like, you know, when people are in your situation who've clearly got the skills, got the talent, when there's things like that get away, there needs to be something in place to give people who've got talents that next step. Keep doing stuff like this, keep smashing it. And can you just give us some advice for anyone that is thinking that might have been a little bit shy, that might have been in your shoes? What would you like to tell them? Maya, do you want to go for it?
I think if it's your dream, just go for it. Nobody cares if you mess up. If anything, it's going to make you better. You can't succeed without failure.
I say be you, be bold, and do what you want to do with life.